You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers and take advantage of white-glove managed services like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit expedient.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech today was WWDC, Apple's big annual developer conference. And they announced a lot of stuff, starting with the redesign of your home screen. It will no longer be just a bunch of apps in a grid. Everything will be put automatically into folders, like here are the apps you recently used. There'll be a search bar, which will certainly help me a lot. There's a lot of new stuff too. Your watch will monitor how long you wash your hands, encourage you to wash your hands a little bit longer if it hears soap and water flowing, and then you don't wash it for two happy birthdays. That seems a little Big Brother-ish to me, but we'll see how that goes over. There's going to be a new app built in partnership with BMW that allows you to start your car with your phone, which is a pretty good idea, and also allows you to give permissions on different drivers. For example, my kids in a couple years are going to learn how to drive. If this has spread to the Honda Odyssey by then, I'll put some kinds of limits on the way they can use the vehicle. The most important thing, though, by far, was Apple's announcement kind of late, that in their MacBooks, they're going to switch the processors they use from Intel-based chips to Apple's own chips. Apple already designs the processors for the iPhones and iPads, but not for the MacBooks. So this, of course, will create a lot of stress in the short term. It will be confusing. Somebody has built an app for a Mac, and they've built it on the old Intel architecture. They're going to have to change it, or it might become obsolete. If you've learned one way of writing code for MacBook apps, you'll have to learn another. Apple will try to ease the transition. They'll build an emulator to make it relatively possible in the short term. But really, in the long term, this is going to be a big change. And it's not a particularly good one for Intel. So why would Apple do this? Well, the more control you can have over the manufacturing process, the better. Apple's had a lot of success building their chips for iPhone and for iPad. But the most important is it seems like what they're trying to do is they're trying to merge the systems together. They want you to be able to write an app once and have it work on iPhone, on iPad, and on your MacBook. I think that will lead to better development, also allow them to, for example, more seamlessly switch users as they switch between devices. It's a risky move. It's a hard thing to do. You have to build factories, all kinds of problems that come up. But Apple has all the cash in the world on hand. They have succeeded in similar projects before, and I think their odds of success are reasonably high here. Still, it's a risky thing, probably the most interesting thing to come out of WWDC. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.